sticks be shooting. Be by stat. It's the podcast, yeah, run it back. Create an annex. This a classic. The mother podcast, they don't want no static. To the window, to the wall. You know the world pay attention when they talk. Create an annex. Create an annex.
TG been shooting.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Creative Antics. This is your girl Steezy and your boy Stax over here. All right, y'all, we're back, kind of making it different this time. We want to do shit, you know, a little different. We're trying to make this into more of like a, I guess, like a radio station type thing. So it's still going to be the same, talk about everything that we want to, but what we want you guys to do, if you got a business or, you know, songs or anything like that, we want you guys to send them to us. And of course, the songs will get played. If you got a business that you want to do, if you have a recording, you know, first we'll like look into it at first, make sure everything is right, and then we could post it on here, guys. This is for you. But anything you want to say, Stax?
Man, I'm over here shaking my head like we on camera. But we're gonna call this shit Creative and it's top six mm-hmm. of the week. Mm-hmm. So like we're just gonna play like the top six songs that we heard this week that we just fuck with, and it's straight underground independent artists, because we're trying to shine a light on y'all. So
that's the main thing. That's the main thing for this podcast / radio, you know, station. We want to shout out people who are, you know, underground, like doing their thing, working hard and all that stuff. So without further ado, we got the first song coming up. Go ahead, Stack. Let them know what it is.
Hold on. Let me get my notes.
Let him get his notes. Let him get his notes.
So this first song is by an artist named Crook Brown. He's based out of L.A. Yeah, he just dropped a project called, hold on. My bad, bro. Don't kill me. He just dropped a project called Inspired by True Events. It's everywhere.
All right.
It's everywhere. Apple Music, Spotify, all the major streaming platforms. Go check that out. And he got a video.
So without further ado, y'all, this is Crook Brown Business.
Yeah. Bit better mind they bending. Bit better mind they bending. These niggas talking about scamming. These niggas talking about dealing. These niggas talking about robbing. These niggas talking about killing. Nigga better mind they bending. Nigga better mind they bending. How they got back in my pocket. I got a trap in the bathroom. Work you will deal with a chain. Gon' bring three back, and that's how you get the shit rockin'. We on the south side where it cut though. Infatuated with the gun smoke. The dog put him on the plate. Say he had a cake on the way pronto. Nigga lay it down. We won't all let it take that too. It ain't personal. It's your business. But get the trip and I stretch you. I'm going home, nigga. Fuck you. Right or wrong, I cut you. So I suggest you cooperate. We'll take the A and the bucks too. Oh Lord, my soul tainted. I don't give a fuck. Long ago. Mama ain't raised me to be like this, but the streets got me, ain't no saving. I ain't tripping, not no Satan. Shit, I done even shed a cell with him. Get the dough, so the bail with him. But you can't trust him, so the hell with him. All I'm saying, be better mind they business. Be better mind they business. These niggas talking about scamming. These niggas talking about dealing. These niggas talking about robbing. These niggas talking about killing. Nigga better mind they business. Nigga better mind they business. Be better mind they business. Bit better mind they bending. These niggas talking about scamming. These niggas talking about dealing. These niggas talking about robbing. These niggas talking about killing. Nigga better mind they bending. Nigga better mind they bending. Look at me now, found me a laptop and it's over. I had a stash spot when it was crack rock, but now that's how it refocus. We gon' keep grinding, you know the focus, the money. I drive by 50s and 100s, forever be bout it. Man, I forever be shouted, so if the lick nigga never running, you need it, I got it. You know the pressure make diamonds, so we gon' come back to be shining. Shouted your shit with some glitter, we pick on them niggas. He play with me, you ain't gon' find him. You know what's up? Yeah, I'm still a crook. With the Taurus 9 in the pump, then the bitch dump. I ain't never spared no chunk. Southside nigga get crunk, get your ass stumped. Nah, it's safe here. Young nigga don't come play here. AK-47, they don't play fair. Whatever it hit, leave a space there. All my niggas stay ready. All my niggas stay heavy. Catch
Ship in the field with the mob, nigga. They gon' fuck your day at each shipment. Facts. Bitch better mind they business. Bitch better mind they business. These niggas talking about scamming. These niggas talking about dealing. These niggas talking about robbing. These niggas talking about killing. Nigga better mind they business. Nigga better mind they business. Bitch better mind they business. Bitch better mind they business. These niggas talking about scamming. These niggas talking about dealing. These niggas talking about robbing. These niggas talking about killing. Nigga better mind they business. Nigga better mind they business.
Alright, yo. It was Quick Brown Business. Like I said, inspired by true events. That shit is everywhere right now and it's going up too. How you feel about that song, Steez?
I really fuck with that song. Actually, I've heard you played several songs by Crook and I always, you know, they've always been good. He's a dope artist. I didn't know, well, I knew he was you know, born and raised in Atlanta, but I did not know he was in L.A. right now, so that's a big move.
Yeah, he out there in L.A., man. Just trying to get his feet wet out there. And he been making a lot of moves out there.
But like you said, Brent Faiyaz. So y'all know Brent Faiyaz. If you don't know Brent Faiyaz, you sleeping under a rock. So that's big moves right there that he's working with him. So that's dope. So Crook Brown, that was your song, Business.
Yeah.
All right, so getting into, you know, until we get into the next song, I wanted to talk about, so this freshman XXL freestyle. You said you heard a little bit about it.
I mean, I pretty much heard it. I just wish they would stop doing it, bro.
I honestly wish they would too. I think I forgot the last one, but whichever one that Megan Thee Stallion was on that last one. They should have just stopped there.
They should have stopped it in 2012.
With who?
Fuck, who's on it? Sahai.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, that class.
Once Lil Uzi Vert and them all got on there that time, I was like, yeah, this is getting
Lil Yachty.
Bad. Yeah, I was like, this is getting terrible.
That's when it should have been, nah.
But there was a lot of talk about Coi Leray. Stacks already know how you feel about her. To me, like, she's not that good of an artist, but she totally, she fumbled the ball.
Well, you know what kills me with her? Like, I heard her talk, and she talk regular. That little baby voice she rapping, she need to stop that shit.
Like, when you get up there, don't freestyle.
Well, she, like, went back and did, like, a whole, I guess you want to call it a freestyle on her live.
Oh, yeah.
She sounded good.
But she's all right when she's making it out of a song or something.
She need to stop that baby.
Yeah. Like, the freestyle that they did by themselves, that was a song that she had already made or whatever. And then, like, she'll do...
Oh,
good.
That was a song?
No, the first one. Like, when they're, like, when they was by themselves, when they have the little... They do the rap by themselves.
Yeah.
Like, that was a song that she had already, like, made. Mm-hmm. And then it was cool. And then she put on the baby voice. And I was like...
Yeah, she gotta stop that shit, bro.
I was just over it at that point, but yeah, it was trash. You know,
I ain't gonna call it trash. You can't call it trash, bro.
No, she was trash. She made it bad. No, that thing wasn't bad. Her rapping by herself, that wasn't that bad. But when she got up there and she freestyled with like the rest of them, like with DDG and all them, bro, she got up there and twerked because she couldn't figure out nothing else to say.
She should have wrote some shit, bro. Why she up there trying to freestyle?
If I don't know how to freestyle either, but I'm also not a rapper. So
I am, and I can't freestyle for shit unless
I'm
drunk.
Well, she should never got her ass up there and freestyle.
Yeah,
She should never got up there.
That one chick killed that shit though. Lakaya.
I ain't never heard of her. Crazy. I listen to like a lot of playlists so I can get like new songs. Mm-hmm. And she was like on a couple of them. I was like, yo, she like.
I ain't never heard of her.
I have never heard of her. I don't even know what she's based out of. No, nothing. Yeah. But she was. She was super fire. But speaking of fire, this next song is by who we got? Who we got?
You know I gotta get my notes together. Hold on.
This man gotta get his notes.
We about to go into. Oh, okay. Like I don't know who this dude. Like I don't know this dude, bro. But I be listening to these like live review shows on Facebook or whatever in these Facebook groups and. Like, I heard this song, and, like, I haven't stopped playing this shit since. So, this dude's name is Messiah TG, And the song called 30-30. So
Messiah TG.
Okay. I don't know where the fuck he from or
we're gonna tag him regardless when we post this. But anyway, Messiah TG 30-30. Mind y'all, I've already listened to these songs. Stacks, let me listen to them. So all these, the top six that we have picked are fire. So I want y'all to go and show them some love. Everybody on here, show them some love after we get done. So next we got Messiah TG 30-30. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
30-30-30-30-30-30-30-30. K2 kick don't chop it like it's on it. Hey. Bussin' my opponents,
sensei.
Hey V, line them up.
Slid up in this bitch with a 30. Fuck them other niggas at security. Run out on a nigga bitch on purpose. Kick back on that banger, made me nervous. Fought it, got a 30. K2 told them choppers like it's Tony. Steppers in the cut, them niggas lurking. Fuck that nigga, bust at my opponents. We don't fuck with niggas from the other side. Bitch, I fuck with killers, I got mob ties. Yeah, I see that nigga throwing gang signs. Heard it from his bitch, he ain't busting nine. Hardest in my city, bust it, ain't no missing. Bring the gang with me, all them niggas hitting. That bitch from the projects, hit that hoe, she slutty. Like my bitch is proper, share with my brother. I'm on the east side with the choppers, fuck the law.
Fuck.
Ooh, that boy be capping, we don't listen when he talk.
Pussy.
Get my little one work, he be ready to knock him off.
Nah.
30 in the pocket, fucking hey, nigga, hey, bust him off. Slid up in this bitch with a
30.
Fuck them other niggas at
security.
Run out on a nigga, bitch, on purpose.
Yeah.
Get back on that banger, made me nervous.
Goddamn.
Fought it, got a 30. K2 told them choppers like.
Your boy Messiah TG with 30. Nah, my bad. 30-30. It's called 30-30.
You have to say it twice.
Yeah,
so
twice. 30-30.
So Messiah TG 30. I've never heard of him before, but I'm glad I did. I love listening to music like I never heard before from people that I've never heard from before. That was a fire song. But we don't right as of right now, like he said, we don't know where he's from, based out of, but still.
I'm going to find out, though.
No, we got to find out. We got to show him some love. Like I said, everybody will be tagged. So, y'all, like we said before, from now on, this is what we're doing. We like how this flows. Also saying that we need y'all to send us y'all's music. Send us y'all's businesses. Even if you don't make a recording for your business, look, hit us up and be like, hey, Steezy, hey, Stacks, like, I got this business. And y'all, like, you know, shout me out or whatever. This is what this is made for. This is made for the people. This is creative antics, y'all. This is for the creatives only. So
yeah, we'll promote that shit.
Yeah,
bro.
We're all about promoting, you know. We're not trying to, you know, get all big and stuff. Like, this is fun for us. This is what we want to do. So we hope we hope that y'all like how we're about to change things up. This is honestly way easier for us to do this also. But so Messiah TG 30-30. What else about to say? I almost forgot. Let me post this right quick. I know you got something to talk about.
I mean, shit been quiet, bro. I just been watching Trump. That boy been wilding, but other than that.
I was about to say, always. But anyway, oh, I was going to talk about something. So, have you seen, oh, man, because you always be, I'll be on there now. Your gossip. This man is a low-key gossip man.
Who? You talking about me?
Yes.
I just like other people drama. It's funny. That's it.
So what I was going to say, did you see, Wendy Williams? I don't know if you know who the woman is, but Wendy
Williams, I don't know who the woman is, but yeah. I know. Yeah.
So, I mean, this is kind of a while back, but we're making this now. But anyway, so I'm only saying this because she disrespected her respectfully. Like I've seen people check people with, like, she said no cuss words, no nothing. But anyway, Wendy Williams has her little show or whatever.
My bad.
She went on her show or whatever. You know how she gossip, being in everybody's business because she's bitter or whatever. So she gets up there, Tabitha Brown, if y'all know her from TikTok, you know. She's a vegan or whatever. She's an actress.
Oh, that's what she do?
Yeah, she's an actress. And
I didn't know who the hell she was.
Yeah, she's like the sweetest lady. Yeah, she's like the sweetest lady. And so Wendy Williams had the nerve to go up there and talk about her marriage. So, you know, they... just like, you know, any story, they've been broke. The family, you know, they've been broke. They done came up. You know, they got blessings. And the wife was pretty much, well, Tabitha was pretty much like, yo, like, I can retire my husband right now. We had an agreement. And this is what we're going to do. I can retire him now. He don't have to be working on the police force anymore. And this buffoon gets up here and says that their relationship at this point, marriage is gonna be rocky.
She projected her own problems onto that lady, though.
That's what I'm saying. But the thing is, I guess she thought the crowd was gonna be like, yeah, like, no.
She stay getting, like, this stay happening to her, because she can't talk about nobody marriage, bro, because her shit was like, I seen the movie. Her shit was fucked up.
Yeah, that movie was awesome. I feel sorry for her in a way, but in all reality, I actually don't. But anyway, she got up there, and then Tabitha, you know, clapped back respectfully, disrespectfully, whatever, and pretty much told her what it is, and told her pretty much like, hey, you're sad. I see it.
That was some Christian.
And real Christian-like, and I was just like, more people should do that, because there's too many people in other people's business. Ain't got no being, and like you said, projecting her whole reality into somebody else's business. You just don't do it.
Yeah.
And I don't like Wendy. I don't know why she ain't been canceled yet, but I really can't.
People like the drama. People like gossip.
People like gossip, but don't be in people's business. Like, that's not gossip. That was just like...
I mean, it kind of was gossip.
It wasn't awesome. And then number two, there was this TikTok guy who, he died recently. Rest in peace. He was like a TikTok, I don't know if he danced or whatever he did. I've seen him a couple of times, but she got up there and disrespected him too. And the family was like, got up there and they were like,
I ain't see that.
Yeah, she got up there and she posted his picture up on, you know, her little screen. And he had just died. And she was talking about how she told everybody to clap if you knew this man. Like, this kid, he definitely didn't look like 20 or nothing, but she was like, clap if you know him. And like a couple people clapped, and she was like, see, and all this stuff. And I'm like, wow, this kid just died. And
oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, and you're disrespectful.
He killed himself because the girlfriend left him.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know what happened, but it was just, like, disrespectful. So I'm for team cancel Wendy at this point, because... obviously, she ain't got nothing else to talk about.
I mean, she been doing this shit since the 80s, so she
exactly.
Ain't
so cancel her. So if y'all are with me, we're gonna cancel Wendy Williams, okay? Because that's how I feel right now. Anyway, also how I feel is getting into another song, because this is going so well and these songs are fire. So next, what we got, Stacks? What we got?
All right, so we got my boy Grip.
Oh, Grip! Oh, I'm excited.
Grip just signed with Shady. So, shout out to him. And him and he did a joint with Shady. So it's Shady Straight Society, and this is his song. The shit called Yams, and it's fire.
It is fire.
Shout out to Grip.
So Grip, Yams, let's go.
It was me, myself, and young. Now my cousin, yeah, the found. We see Polly, we gon' scram. I ain't never give a damn. Pulled to that sick girl, getting out grand. Nigga pull a kid, though, credit cards can't. Could've put a big brother, let me like sick girl, huh? What? Yeah, what? It was me, myself, and young. Then my cousin, yeah, that found. We see police, we gon' scram. I ain't never give a damn. We'll post to that sick, go getting off grams. Nigga pull kid, those credit card scams. Quit it, pull a bitch, bro, they let me like Cisco. I'm poppin' like Crisco and water in the pan. Speaking of the stove top, niggas hit Roblox. When patrol knock, had it sit in the can. Toe glass, leave a nigga stiff like Botox. When the pole pop, it'll lift up your mask. Niggas assed out, better zip up your pants. I'm a cash cow, had to switch up the plans. Never let a big butt disrupt the bands. Saw me on stage and she hit up my gram. Said that she love me, I know she don't love me. She just want me all in my feels. We say we just homies, put good pussy on me and then have me falling for real. Oh, she got a flop. I love her, I jiggle whenever she walk in them hills. I don't want nobody else in the passenger seat of my automobile. Used to wear a hoodie and cruise the block. Now I can afford to remove the top. Let me in the door and I refuse to stop. See no calm, nigga, who's the op? Click, keep sticks, no brooms and mops. Same shit y'all niggas use as props. When y'all was in the line for them shoes to drop, we was playing ready, set, lose the cops. It was me, myself, and yeah, then my cousin, yeah, that frown. We see police, we gon' scram. I ain't never give a damn. We'll post to that sit, go getting off grams. Nigga pull kid those credit card scams. Quickly pull a bitch, bro, they let me like Cisco. I'm poppin' like Crisco and water in the pan.
Damn. Yeah. So that was Grip. Shit called Yams. It's everywhere too. Spotify, all the major streaming platforms. So
I was over here dancing, y'all. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that shit fire.
Get my jig on.
Shout out to that boy. So, man, what the fuck is up with your boy, Lil Nas X?
Wait, oh, hold on, Holiday. Hold on, wait. Let me get into this. Wait, no, let me get my seat right. What did he do?
He just do too much, bro.
What is too much?
Like, he just.
Sax.
It's not about his music. It's about, like, him doing the antics, bro. And it's annoying.
Of all people, you should know, you are on a show called Creative Antics. You know, creative.
I get that. But it's not creative. It's the same shit.
It is. What do you mean? It's okay, what did he do? You gotta tell me what he did.
Same
you tell me.
From the video.
Okay.
That shit was, like, unnecessary.
What was unnecessary?
The whole video.
Are you talking about Montero?
Yes. First of all, that song is terrible.
It's a very good song.
No,
and
it's
it
not.
Has a meaning. That's the whole point.
That song is
he
terrible.
He was making a statement and it stuck.
He had to make that video to get people to talk about it because that song is terrible.
No, he made the video because people was talking about him. So
no, they
he
weren't.
Clapped back. Yes,
nobody
was
talking. Who was talking about
people
him?
People was talking about him being gay.
Who the fuck cares about people being gay in 2021? Get out of here.
A lot of people.
No.
Like, who? Exactly. Who cares?
No.
But you know what? A lot of people do.
No, they don't.
They do.
I think he's just creating, like,
no, he, the
controversy.
People definitely care. Like, we walk around the earth just like everybody else, and people just want to know.
I think, why? He creates controversy.
And he does, as he should.
For no reason.
Look,
no, he shouldn't. Make some good music.
Look. We are put on this earth to do what we do, right? If he feels a need to do that, then that's him. You know?
No, it's not. Make some
oh
good music.
God. He does make good music.
That shit was trash, bro.
Anyway, I'm team Lil Nas X all the way. With the shoes and everything. I know they was talking about his shoes. Because he had the blood on the shoes.
Exactly. Just doing extra. That's extra, bro. Like, make some.
Who cares? I like Lil Nas X. Actually, I love him. He's great.
Hey, man, if you hear this, just make some good music. Stop all that weird shit, bro.
I say, Team Lil Nas X, keep doing what you're doing.
Weirdo.
He is a weirdo, okay? And?
Stop it.
No, keep going. Damn. Came for Lil Nas X. What was wrong with you?
I like Old Town Road. And I like Panini.
Oh, my God.
I like Panini.
But that's, I like Panini.
That
like
song he just came. Road. That Montero shit is terrible, and he need to like. He should have. He
fire.
I get it. The song sucks, so you just had to make that video. But yeah. You want to get into the next song?
Please. Before we have a whole conversation about Lil Nas X again. Please play the next one. Who do we have? Who's the hot artist
so
of
the
next?
So the next song, and this is an Alaska artist.
Ooh, okay. Okay, y'all.
And her
name. So y'all
name,
better represent.
Her name is Mella Shea.
Mella Shea. Okay, girl.
And her song is called Whoa.
Yo, say it again.
Whoa.
Y'all heard that.
It's a good song. It's dope. It's one of them songs that get stuck in your head. All so, right. Yeah.
Is this we're getting into the
R&B? Yeah. So okay. We did three up tempo songs, so now we're gonna do three R&B songs. And it's probably gonna be the dynamics every week.
Yeah.
So here you go, Mella Shea, Whoa.
Ready to sing.
To share my stories that I kept in out of bounds. Type of shit that I've been praying for, just give me one more round. Yeah. He prefer to eat it on the counter cause it's good. I make it understood that I'm the best from out the hood. And every time I try to leave, he said, I wish you would. He tried to hold me captive, smoke a blunt and fuck me good. He said, whoa, give me that, whoa, whoa, give me that. Whoa, give me that, whoa, whoa, give me that. Whoa, give me that, whoa, whoa, give me that. He started to eat it from the back, yeah, yeah. Whoa, give me that, got a heart attack. My kitty talking back and she don't know how to act. He told me I'm the realest and I told him that's a fact. Yeah, I'm where it's at. It's just you and me, it's just you and me. Got me tongue tied, yeah, that's how it should be. Got me up late in the night, yeah. Wondering if you're by my side, yeah. It's just you and me. You wanna fuck me while we listening to my station. I'm gonna ride him, cut him off and have no relations. All of this body is not something that's for the weak. So you better keep stroking while my music's on repeat, yeah, yeah. Whoa, give me that, whoa, whoa, give me that. Whoa, give me that, whoa, whoa, give me that. Whoa, give me that, whoa, whoa, give me that. He started to eat it from the back, yeah, yeah. Whoa, give me that, got a heart attack. My kitty talking back and she don't know how to act. He told me I'm the realest and I told him that's a fact. Yeah, I'm where it's at, it's just you and me.
All right, it was Mella Shea, say, nah, my bad. Mella Shea, whoa. You can find that everywhere too.
And she has a video too.
Yeah, yeah, video.
Done by
Real Vision.
Flip.
Shout out to Flip. My boy, shout out to Flip.
But yeah. I'm loving the R&B vibe. Like once you like come down from that up tempo, I love that like coming down like R&B. That was a very beautiful song. So
it
we
is.
Also tag her. Her song, is this on iTunes or Spotify?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you can find her. We're going to tag everybody, all the artists in this one anyway, so you can catch them all because we want y'all to show them love. Me and Stax was, like, sitting over here just talking, like, the way this is working right now, we love this, like, the feel of it, this radio station vibe where we can just cut it out so y'all can listen to, like, new artists and stuff, like,
this good is, like, music really, that yeah, you probably good music. That you don't know about, you know what I'm saying?
And y'all are, like, super talented. Like, y'all are making some dope music. Y'all are paving the way. And honestly, I'm rooting for all y'all. These are some dope songs. Like, I feel like I'm real, like, I'm on a radio station right now.
Yeah.
Living out my little dream. I was telling Stax, like, I ain't gonna lie. I'm getting my degree in, you know, mass communications. Like, I've always wanted to be on the radio. You know, I'm a small town girl from Mebane, North Carolina. Y'all don't know where that is, but anyway.
Yeah, we don't.
Shut up. Anyway, you know, over there in Greensboro, North Carolina, I've got this radio station called 102 Jams. Now, it's always what I wanted to do. Like, I've met them before, and I was like, yo, this is dope. Like, always having the best music, having the best time. I've always wanted to do that. Now, we created our own podcast / radio station that y'all can listen to us and that y'all can also be a part of. I'm loving it. So, what else you got? I'm in a groove for another song. I ain't gonna lie. Who we got next? I'm excited.
Next, it's another Alaska artist. Go by the name of Starboy.
Starboy.
Featuring,
Don't forget the Ibrima. Yeah. I was probably saying that terrible. But he always told me, he was like, it's not just Starboy, it's Starboy Ibrima. And I love Starboy. He is like the funniest dude.
Great personality.
Personality. Like, always making music. He is like always on his grind, honestly. Like, I don't ever see this man like not working. He is always.
He also just came out with a project. It's called I'll be forgetting. I'm sorry, but y'all don't kill me, man.
He forgets. I'm looking at you like, oh snap.
Yeah, he just came out with a project too, man. Let me figure out the name of it.
While you do that.
Matter of fact, I'm on there. I got a beat on there, bro.
We need to play the yes, he does. We need to play the, what is it, Jeopardy?
I want to get this project down.
Correctly.
It calls Things and Times Change. It's an EP.
Things and Times Change.
Yeah.
EP on Spotify.
It's a lot of good music on there. So this is Starboy featuring Caitlin, featuring Super Saga, and it's called Habibi.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Habibi. Yeah. Habibi. Yeah. She love to call me Habibi. Yeah. Habibi. Yeah. She love to call me Habibi. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, Habibi. Yeah. She love to call me Habibi. She say she love me, yeah. She want me, yeah. She need me. She gon' bleed for me, yeah, baby, yeah. Tell me that she really need me. It gives me confidence. It's like a hazy dream. Come here and play for me. I'll give you everything. It's like a splashy scene. Oh, baby, be my queen. I'll be a Mr. Clean. Just call me a velveteen. I'll give you all the things. It's like my vivid dream. I'll always kill the beat. It's love for you I seek. I want a lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. Habibi, for you I'll always bleed. Baby, yeah. She love to call me a Habibi. Habibi, yeah, she love to call me a Habibi. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah, yeah, Habibi, yeah, she love to call me a Habibi. She say she love me, yeah, she want me, yeah, she need me. If I'm in trouble, yeah, her life, she gon' bleed for me, yeah, Habibi, yeah.
All right, that was Starboy featuring Caitlin, featuring Super Saggers, Habibi. How you feel about that song?
I was rolling my shoulders the whole time. I was feeling that.
Yeah.
That's a dope song. Caitlin, you be singing your ass off, girl.
Yeah, me and her got some stuff coming too, so y'all be on the lookout. And yeah, she was on the Turn Me On song.
Oh, yeah, yes. Beautiful voice.
Yeah.
So also along with Starboy, y'all check the other two artists out as well.
Yeah. Caitlin Super Sagas. He dope too. He a dope artist too.
I'm loving all these artists. Like, I'm loving this music, and I hope y'all are too. We're gonna keep doing this, like we said, every week. Getting these songs out, getting this business out for y'all. We love doing this. It's fun. Honestly, I think the thing I enjoy about this more because, like, the artists, well, like, we're based off in Alaska right now.
Yeah.
But a lot of these artists, like, they're not, like, none of them are, like, big-headed or nothing like that. Like, you speak to these people, like they're your friend. Like, these people are dope. They're talented. And out here making a lot of music. Like, I'm about to put some of these songs on my playlist, to be honest. And not just the Alaska ones. The first, the other couple ones, like, all of them are going on my playlist right now. And y'all need to put them on y'all's playlist. Y'all need to go and check them out. Support them. And let us know, like, what songs y'all want to hear. What artists y'all want to hear. And then they need to get on here and put their music on.
Yep.
And their businesses. I'm going to keep saying that. Put your business on. We got you.
Whatever you do, yeah. Promotion, promotion, promotion.
Creative antics, that's what we do. And now...
it's the last song, huh?
Last song. Who we got? Who we got?
All right, we about to... last song, we about to get into... artist based out of Atlanta.
Okay.
And featuring an artist out of Alaska. This is Day Party.
Day Party.
Called Sexual.
Sexual. Who's the artist on there too? Who's the other artist?
Caitlin, the one who she was just on the last song.
So we get to hear the beautiful voice again.
Yeah.
And we get to hear Day Party. What's the song?
Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate.
You did.
Say
that song was sexual.
Sexual chocolate.
All right, here we go. Day Party featuring Caitlin. Sexual.
Professional, you
here grooving. That was a hot song. That beat is fire. That beat is fire. It's giving me like a 70s groove, you feel me?
Let me wanna do the...
So that was Day Party featuring Caitlyn. Man, I loved all these songs, man. So we had Crook Brown, we had Grip, we had Starboy.
We had Messiah TG.
We had Day Party.
Day Party.
Caitlyn again. Caitlyn,
yeah.
So guys, like, we hope that y'all love this. We hope the artists, we hope that y'all hear this. So y'all know that, like, we got y'all's back, man. We really want y'all to be heard. These are some dope songs. And like we said, we're going to be doing this every week. It's going to be six songs every week. Six different songs. Let's make that very clear.
Yeah.
Six different songs. So if y'all want y'all's music on here, y'all can just hit us up. If y'all want business with Stacks,
just hit me on my IG, Beast by Stacks. It's with a Z.
And I am Steezy V Shooting on IG. Also, y'all can hit up the IG page also with Creative Antics Podcast. Just DM us and we will hit y'all back. So until next time, we love y'all and peace.
Holla.
TV been shooting.
It'd be for Stat right here.